Blog Talk Radio.
But we are making a stand, and we're waking everybody up that 9/11 was an inside job. And you are the minority. You are the cowards who don't know the truth. You're the people that serve this evil system. You're the people that serve a system that hurts innocent men, women, and children. Not just Iraqis, not just Afghans, not just Africans, but the people right here in this nation. You serve a new world order that attacks and feeds on you. And I'm here to tell you that you will be defeated. Your hours are numbered. We've got the energy. We've got the life force. All you've got is evil backing you up. All you've got is greed and not going to look at yourself in the mirror. Because deep down, the New World Order is a pot-bellied, chicken-necked ninny. And all the armor and all the weapons are nothing. You are nothing compared to good. You are nothing compared to life. And you will be defeated. I want the individuals out there, I want free humanity to turn themselves loose, to cut the chains loose, and to use the end of that chain to slap the New World Order right upside the head. You've got the power. You want to know who can defeat the New World Order? It is you. You're the individuals that are going to be able to defeat this system. You're the individuals that are going to be able to take down the New World Order. It doesn't matter if Ron Paul wins. It doesn't matter if they rig the election. What matters is that we're starting to stand up. We're starting to move. We're starting to find our legs. We're starting to build our muscles. We're starting to realize that we do have power, and we can work together, and we can take action, and that the naysayers are a pack of weak liars who have never had any successes in their life and who are upset and frustrated to see us beginning to have victories against tyranny. They don't have any respect for themselves. They don't have any vision. And they don't have any will. And they sure don't have any of the power that shines out of God's soul and energy.
Renewed hostile actions against United States ships on the high seas in the Gulf of Tonkin have today required me to order the military forces of the United States to take action in reply.
Dr. Martin Luther King, the apostle of nonviolence in the civil rights movement, has been shot to death in Memphis, Tennessee.
Senator Kennedy has been shot. Is that possible?
He still has the gun. The gun is pointed at me at this moment.
Take a hold of this bomb and break it if you have to.
We were going to fire. We had an explosion.
People calling themselves members of the Weather Underground last night planted bombs in federal office buildings in Washington and Oakland, California.
They took the babies out of incubators and left the children to die on the cold floor.
Survivors of the USS Liberty are demanding a congressional investigation into what happened, an acknowledgement that the Israeli Air Force bombed a U.S. intelligence Navy ship.
The death of bin Laden marks the most significant achievement to date in our nation's effort to defeat al-Qaeda.
The Taliban is taking responsibility for shooting down a U.S. helicopter. More than 30 people were killed, and there are reports this morning that most of them are U.S. Navy SEALs.
There may be a false flag incident where a ship goes down and used for the excuse to accelerate the next war.
If there's one thing that has unified Democrats and Republicans, and everybody in between, it's that we all hated the bank bailout.
The Department of Homeland Security is apparently on a huge ammo buying spree.
It comes out to like 1.6 billion rounds of ammunition.
Today, it is infinitely easier to kill a million people than to control a million people.
They estimated that they would have to eliminate 25 million people in these re-education centers. And when I say eliminate, I mean kill.
I'm here to warn people. You keep telling me to shut up. This isn't a game.
From the front lines of the information war.
All right, everybody, how you doing? Joseph Gibson broadcasting from Greensboro, North Carolina, 6:04 p.m. Happy Memorial Day weekend. For those of you who may have served in the military, those of you, it's really a memorial to those who passed away and were killed in action. So those of you who know, someone that was killed in action, who died in the service of their country. Hats off to you. Happy Memorial Day. And that's what the holiday is supposed to be about, remembering those that fought for the freedom that you have today, which it's very little. A lot of our freedom is gone. It's disappeared. And we've all become slaves and sheeple. Okay? Now, you could say, well, what about compare yourself to North Korea? Yeah, well, compare ourselves to the moon. You know, it doesn't matter. The point of it is America was the great. It was, I mean, there you had freedom. I mean, just look, if you know true history and you go back and read about true history, you know, I'm just reading what's going on in the chat room here. Bitbanker's typing some things here. Says Trump will be impeached, White House shakeup imminent. I don't think Trump will be impeached. Sean Hannity set to be fired next week as purge of pro-American media accelerates. Well, maybe Sean Hannity will be fired. That's possible. They'll slander him, say he's having an affair on his wife, or he sexually harassed one of his people on the stage with him. You know, that's a good one. That gets it all the time done. Or he made a racial remark. He said the word nigger, you know, or something, and all of a sudden they take it out of context like they do with me on the show, and they'll play it over and over and use it in a different phrase, and they'll post it up like they did with George Zimmerman. Remember NBC News there, like the word coon? He never said the word coon, but they kept playing it, coon, 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 you know, and George Zimmerman wasn't a white man, he was Hispanic, you know, but still America believes he's a white man, though. If you ask anyone out there today, he's a white man. You know, George Zimmerman, I mean, whatever happened to George Zimmerman? I mean, the guy's life, obviously, has been destroyed. I mean, there's no doubt about it. The media just destroyed him. I mean, put yourself in that position, his position. You know, he's getting death threats every day. I mean, you know, he's not even Hispanic anymore. He's a white man. You know, that's what the world thinks he is, because that's what the media told you. The media, you got to believe what the media tells you, right? Whatever that TV tells you, you got to believe it. When they tell you buy a new pair of shoes, you got to buy it. When they tell you to buy a new iPhone, you got to buy it. I remember when I was getting a new cell phone this past summer, I told the guy I want a flip phone. He almost fell off the chair. He said, "You sure you really want a flip phone?" Why? I'm not like everybody else. I need an iPhone, a smartphone. I need to pay $300 for one of those fancy phones. No, we can get you a good deal, $49.95. No, I want to just on a cell phone. What cell phones were originally intended for. So that if I'm out on the road and I break down, I can call somebody for help. Okay? If I'm out for a walk, I got my phone with me if I have to contact home. Or someone can, hey, can you pick up a gallon of milk at 6 o'clock tonight? Call me. That's what the cell phone was originally about. Not OMG, TCBY, wow, we taking selfies of each other. Not jogging down the road staring at your cell phone so you run across the street and get run over. Yeah, I've seen it. Not sitting at a restaurant with your family and everybody staring at their cell phones instead of eating their dinner or talking to each other. You know? Or sticking it in your pocket every time that somebody's calling you that you don't want to talk to. That's not what it's about. Okay? Because that's not what the cell phone was for. But, you see, we molded it into something that it shouldn't be. We demented technology. We ruined the technology that we should have used for something else. That we were supposed to use it for the right reason. Well, the government's using it for the right reason. That's called GPS tracking. Okay? They're going to track you in your every movement. But anyway, back to my where I'm going here in the beginning here, well, let's go back to the chat room here, but Donald Trump's going to be impeached. No, I don't think Donald Trump's going to be impeached. They're going to slander him, and nothing's going to get done over the next 4 years, okay? That's what's going to happen. Over the next 4 years, nothing's going to get done. That's what's going to happen, okay? Donald Trump's not going to get impeached. And then if he did, what would happen if he did get impeached? Nothing. Nothing. Bill Clinton was impeached. He still stayed as president, right? So, you know, it's a long process, a long screwed up process, and it doesn't matter. It's all nonsense. That's what it's about. So, you know, it's all nonsense. The whole damn kit and caboodle was a bunch of nonsense, and it's all a bunch of baloney. Just turn off the TV, turn the lights off, and knock it off. And pay attention to your own life. Pay attention to what's going on with your own life and your own individual life. Anyway, I got one caller already on the line. I know, but we're going to keep it quick here with the callers here. Just make your point, please. Let's not talk about the same thing over and over. Everybody, let's stick to topics at hand or talk about whatever you want to, but make it quick. You know, I don't want to talk about the Confederate flag, anyone out there. Because I know they've been taking down monuments and stuff. So, but go ahead. First caller, go ahead. Area code 302. Go ahead. How you doing?
Joe Gibson.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Joe Gibson, who represents the Confederate flag, right?
I don't represent the Confederate flag, no. But go ahead. What's your point today? What's your point? Carry on. The floor is yours. You get a few minutes. Talk about what you want.
Okay. Representing freedom, justice, and total independence of the bloodless revolution of 2017. I know that on the red, black, and green, I'm a different monster than Fast Jesus the Sinister or Tyrone Thompson of TRS, as well as Joe Gibson. And I want to just throw on your floor, since you want to keep it moving.
I got a bad cold. I'm sorry, not to interrupt everyone. When I cough like that, I apologize. I have had a bad cold for about 8 days now, and I was going to cancel even tonight's show, but, you know, so if I, like, just cough by accident, I'm not trying to be unprofessional, it's just that I got a bad cold. But go ahead, carry on, sir. I'm sorry.
Okay. I just want to throw on the floor, and I can come back later because I know you want to keep it moving. And you have a plethora of people who want to lend their voice as we lift every voice and sing. But I want to throw to you, to all your little rascals and minions, Fast Jesus Sinister, or TRS Tyrone Thompson, or even Joe Gibson. Tell me today in 2017, May 27, right? I want y'all to tell me what symbol is causing the death and destruction of the whole human planet, whether it's Confederate, no, or the red, white, and blue. And here's why I got you. Most people pledge allegiance to God and country. And it's the red, white, and blue that won over the Confederacy. Black people fought for the Confederacy, and black people in 2017 are fighting for the red, white, and blue. But who is not fighting for the red, black, and green? The people of Locks, the people of 666, the matriarch, only Mandela Khan, the international and national director of the PAIN, the Pan-African Intelligence Network. So I talk to you, Joe Gibson, and Tyrone Thompson, and Black Jesus Minister, way before you set up this, but because we are at this destiny, I can enter into international public record because we're not on the FCC radio and TV. and I can prove.
No, we're
what
not.
Saying.
No, we're not. But okay, I'll bring you back. I'll bring you back here. But I think I know where you're getting at. So I'll bring you back. I promise. I'll bring you back on. Hey, I'm not cutting you off. I don't do that. Let's see here. Well, let's just do it like this then for background noise. I got a lot of background noise on my own side here, so let's just do it like that tonight because I don't like doing that. But and what the gentleman is trying to bring forward is, you know, what's killing off people around the world? Why is the world in such chaos? Well, you know, the red, white, and blue, God and country. Well, you know, I don't think that's what's killing people. There's a different agenda out there. It's a new world order. It's a new world order. It's a one world religion and a one world government that's being forced upon us. Okay? And I've been preaching that. And that's basically the formation of this program, is to resist this one world government. And you see, everyone feeds into it. And the main perpetrator of this one world system is what? What is the most important thing that matters to everyone out there in society today? Okay? Well, let's just say let's not say everyone. But let's say a majority of the people. What is the most important thing? It's money. Money. So when you have a banking system, a worldwide banking system, a Federal Reserve system, a central bank system installed and instituted in every single country around the globe, all right, except for a few. I don't think Iran has one. I believe Iraq didn't have one until the United States invaded Iraq. That was another thing right there, why they invaded Iraq, because there was no chemical weapons there, and Saddam Hussein did nothing wrong. He had no transgressions against the United States. Did he invade Kuwait? Yeah, because Kuwait was pissing them off. They kept going over there, and they kept going over the border and drilling for minerals and oils, and Saddam Hussein was telling them to knock it off. You're in our land, and they wouldn't do it. They wouldn't stop, so he went over there, and he took care of them, you know? But Saddam Hussein, there's a bigger story to that. Saddam Hussein wouldn't play ball with the New World Order. All right, you have to go back to Henry Kissinger in the year 1979 when they had the Middle Eastern agreement there, the Saudi Arabian agreement, where Saudi Arabia was basically a bunch of camels and desert, okay? And now look at them today. They're a major player on the world stage, walking with Donald Trump hand in hand, you know, their big ceremony, signing their documents, their 100 documents. I mean, damn, how many papers did they sign that day? You know, they got to shake this guy's hand. What's the purpose of all that? You know, you sign an agreement and that's it. Thank you. Shake hands. Let's go party. Get in. You know what I mean? Come on. It's all ritual. It's all nonsense. You know? It's all nonsense. But the thing of it is that, you know, I can't answer all the world's problems here on this radio program. The program is called Understanding the Times in Which We Live in Today. And I like to hear what other people have to say, and that's why the last gentleman here, he has his opinion on what, you know, on what he believes. And he called out Black Jesus Minister, and he's not on here on tonight. I don't see him on, but we could do a show where we can call all those guys on here. And Tyrone Thompson, well, I haven't spoken to him in a few months. You know he hates me. I'm a piece of crap to him. And he's already told me to, you know, blow myself up and light myself on fire. But in the chat room, I am the universe. Welcome to the program. You're in the chat room here. And and BitBanker, and the guests in the chat room. Like I said, anyone in the chat who wants to call into the program, you're more than welcome to. The phone number is 657-383-0616. We're doing a short show tonight, you know, because I didn't schedule any guests. But, you know, we're talking about the New World Order. What is the New World Order and this New World Order? And that's what's killing the people. There's a progression here going on. There's a New World Order that's been being forced upon us. And to have a one-world government, what is the first thing you have to do? You have to destroy every sovereign nation out there in the world community today. Well, Iraq was a sovereign country. Iran is a sovereign country. North Korea is a sovereign country. Okay? They're bad people, according to what I'm told, right? Let's see. The last straw with Saddam was the acceptance of Kuros and gold for oil. Well, I agree, because we had Donald Rumsfeld before that shaking his hand, didn't we? And all of a sudden, now he's the arch enemy of the world, you know? So, yeah, you know, and there's a lot. It's like Afghanistan, Caspian oil pipeline. I mean, we can get into a lot of this stuff. The petrodollar that someone's typing. Yes. You know, oil is the real money, is really the money, and gold also, on the lifeline around the world today. It's, you know, people don't understand that. We, you know, oil, without oil on, you know, that's what the main thing is on Wall Street, what people trade with. But what the last gentleman was talking about, I'll let him get a few more minutes here before we do wrap up the program today. But, you know, what is destroying the planet today? And whatever happened to bitcoins? Remember bitcoins? Whatever happened to bitcoins? Bitcoins are still out there. If you remember correctly, if you invested in bitcoins, I think BitBanker there, he knows something about bitcoins. Whatever happened to bitcoins? You know, so hang on, I got a private caller here who wants to jump in, so we'll get him in here because we don't have much time. It was a short show, and everyone can come in onto the program here and give their opinion on what is it. What do they see today and why the world is destroying itself right before our very eyes? I mean, you can't tell me that things are the same as it was. Like, for instance, Joe and Sebastian Florida, he cannot tell me that the Middle East is in the same condition as it was when he was over there today, as it is today. And I know he's on there. And the dinar for Muslim nations, the dinar, someone's there talking about in the chat room. So Gaddafi was the greatest share of oil profits known to man. That's right. And they got rid of Gaddafi, didn't they? Didn't they? And Bitcoin is about $2,200 worth today each. Imagine that if you would have invested in Bitcoin, folks. So real quick here, private caller, go ahead. This may be Black Jesus. I'm not sure. But it could be Mike from Wisconsin. Hello, go ahead.
Yeah, this is Mike from Wisconsin.
Hi, Mike, how you doing?
Good. Happy Memorial Day to everyone. And, you know, you're talking about, you know, how the world and everything. Well, Wisconsin is going to be doing something in the next couple of weeks where, you know, people that are on food stamps and that are on welfare. Well, if you're on food stamps and you have children, they're going to make you go out and work so many hours a week for so much food stamps. And
do you think that's a good idea, Mike?
I don't think you'd be able to get them to go out and work. They're not working now. Do I think it's a good idea? I don't know, because I guess
what are they going to work for, Mike? What are you telling me? The government's going to put people to work for food? Kind of sounds like slavery to me. You know, I mean, I don't agree with that one at all. Why doesn't the state of Wisconsin create jobs that the people can go out there and apply for that pay a meaningful wage, not McDonald's for $7 an hour, and the government takes 35% of your paycheck, and then, you know, I mean, we can get it's just crazy. I mean, and people cry about these people collecting food stamps. You know, listen, the money is all digits anyway. Taxpayers don't pay for it. That's why I talked about the Federal Reserve in the beginning of this program. And anyone here can jump into the program, anyone. Mike, before I get back to you, the phone number is 657-383-0616, and I know I'm monitoring the chat room also. You know, Bitcoin is just another attempt by the drooling elite to bring about a cashless society. That's possible. I'll let the people in the chat room argue that one out. I don't know about that one. I don't think gold would bring about a cashless society. I believe Bitcoin is what? Bitcoin. Now, hang on, Mike. I'm going to get back to you in 1 second. Bitcoin, there's only so many Bitcoins, okay? and that's it. It's just like gold. There's only so much gold. But Federal Reserve notes, they can keep printing it, right? So go ahead, Mike. Carry back on. Go ahead, Mike.
Well, you know, Wisconsin used to, you know, be their own grandpa, so to speak. But I would say that in the last year or so, like Wisconsin tried to vote in that wheel tax, and they wanted the average consumer to pay $75 wheel tax on an average car. And then on top of that, that got voted down, and then they tried to put a tollway in from Milwaukee to Chicago, and that got voted down. So I don't know what's going on, but it seems like Wisconsin has, even though Walker is going to run for another term, it seems like things have really changed for this state. And
okay.
I know today's Veterans Day, and we're talking about this, but you know, I don't know, just tax. I mean,
you're right. You do have to pay the taxes, but the tax dollars don't go to where you think they're going. You know, I mean, because it's all fake money anyway, and that's why it's so important to understand where money comes from. Read the book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Read it, understand it. Of course, I forgot to welcome Bridget Pruitt to the chat room. And, of course, I Am the Universe is in the chat room, and several guests, and, of course, BitBanker, and I'm in there. So I just wanted to take – I got to give kudos to those – to the people in the chat room. But, Mike, tax, it's all fake money anyway. Where the hell does it come from? The bank prints it. They print the money, you know. So what difference does it make where the money comes from? Who cares? Make the rail system happen. Spend another $8 billion. Who cares? You know, I mean, the money's fake. But that's my point there, that we're talking about bitcoins and we're talking about gold. Gold is not fake. It's a tangible asset. It's real. And that was my question to Area Code 302 there. What is the most important thing to people around the world today? To get back to the original subject, money. We all need money to barter with. We're told by the governments around the world, this is what you're going to use to barter with legally. Now, we can all trade with other stuff under the table if we don't get caught. Like Mike, I can, I'll trade you two cartons of cigarettes for a gallon of milk and $30 worth of groceries. That's illegal, technically, you know. That's illegal. But, you know, chances are you're not going to get caught.
Only because of the cigarettes, I think. Would be illegal.
Let's not analyze the product, but yeah, actually, no, it's not, because you have to claim it. You have to pay taxes on everything you do. You know, if I was to barter with you, we got to pay taxes on that. You know, so you got to claim it on your income tax or whatever. I don't know. It's currency. You're making another currency up, and the only currency you're told to use or trade with is the Federal Reserve notes right now. We can't use gold. If I was to bring gold coins into the gas station tomorrow and say, I want to fill my gas tank up, here is three gold eagles, which is worth $30. So I need $30 worth of gold, according to your Federal Reserve system. The clerk would look at me like I'm nuts, number one. Number two, if anyone knew what I was talking about, I'd be arrested, okay? Because they'd throw me in a funny farm, even though I was telling the truth, because the Constitution says the only thing I'm supposed to trade with and barter with is gold and silver. So what kind of screwed up society do we have when we have a Constitution that tells me I'm supposed to use gold and silver, and if I go and use it, I'm arrested? So we're all screwed up. How the hell are we going to fix this? How are we going to fix this? Before I get back to Area Code 302, how are we going to fix this mess? The Founding Fathers are gone. They're gone. Everything they taught us to live by is gone. You know, we're so concerned about racism. We're so concerned about civil rights. We're so concerned about this bullshit out there that doesn't concern, that does not matter. Oh, my Lord, Donald Trump's son talked to the ambassador of Russia. Oh, my Lord. You know, come on. Meanwhile, we got people starving around the globe, people starving in our own country, and nobody's paying attention. Instead, we're worried about Donald Trump. You know what I mean? I mean, it's just crazy. It's crazy when you think about it, what the hell's going on out there. You know, and when you call in, folks, all you got to do is call in and press the number one and I'll get you on. Don't call in and think I'm ignoring you. You can call in and listen, but I know most people call in to try to get on the air. So I see a lot of calls drop. If you're dropping because you're not pressing the number one, shame on you. Oh, say, can I see you? That's what someone said in the chat room there. No, I can't see you. But anyway, Mike, what do you? Before I get to area code 302, I want anyone else to press the number one here and give their opinion on this very subject. I mean, we're covering a wide range of subjects here, and it's hard to focus on one particular thing. And this is something we're going to talk about more in the future, the New World Order, that people don't understand. We need to focus on it like a laser beam, okay? And if you look up Aaron Russo, that is someone who really taught me about the New World Order. I looked up a lot of videos about Aaron Russo. And let me tell you, he was a governor. I believe he was a governor of Illinois for a while, or Michigan. I'm not sure, but or he was willing to be governor. And told him, you need to drop out of the race, or we're going to destroy your family and make things up about you. So he dropped out of the race. But he was an expert, and he was a good friend of Nicholas Rockefeller. And Nicholas Rockefeller befriended him and told him a lot of the things that were going to happen in the future, you know, because we know who the Rockefellers are. And he told him about 9/11 and stuff like that, and Hugo Chavez in Venezuela, and he documented this, and I remember doing this research. I can't believe it's been that long already, 15 years ago, 20 years ago, and now we're finally seeing these things come to fruition. And people called me nuts back then when I used to talk about this. But anyway, Mike. Go ahead if you got any last words, and if anyone else wants to contribute, I'm going to get back to area code 302. But go ahead, Mike.
Well, I just see that, you know, on one hand, you know, Trump is trying to make jobs for us. He's trying to save us money, you know, on the military, and you know, I know they're talking about the wall still. But, you know, all I got to say is, you know, today being Memorial Day, you know, they should, I guess the Democrats should be more thankful than us because, you know, like right now, aren't they picking on Trump's son-in-law? Ain't they calling for
Mike, that's what I'm getting at. That's a distraction, though. That's all nonsense. If anyone pays attention to that, that's all nonsense, you know. What we're trying to talk about, Mike, is that there is no such thing as money. That was my main point there. But, you see, you're buying into what the media is programming you to believe in. And real quick, before I get back to you, Mike, here, I am the universe. You've been on the program before. If you want to call in and give your opinion, I mean, you sound like you're educated there. You're always welcome to call in, or you could just stay in the chat room. No big deal. But you can always call in and press the number one, and I'd give you a few minutes to sound off if you wanted to. You know, for 2-3. I always like to hear new voices. You know. Mike, the main point I was trying to make tonight is not about the gossip about what's going on in the media. Yes, they're attacking Trump's son-in-law right now. Whoop-de-doo-bee-bah-bing-bang. 2 months from now, it'll be something else. You know, why are we paying attention to that? The fact of the matter is, what we're talking about here, what is the most important thing that affects us today in society? It's called money. We all need money to survive. What are we bartering with?
They control us through the Federal Reserve banking system. If we got rid of the Federal Reserve system, this was my point about Aaron Russo, and we got back to sound money, something that Ron Paul talked about very much when he campaigned, and they made him look like a lunatic, okay? If we got back to sound money, real money, why in the Constitution is gold and silver our legal tender, but yet we are not allowed to barter with it. Like I told you, if I pulled up to a gas station tomorrow and said, here's three gold eagles, that's $30 worth of money, according to the Federal Reserve, paper money. If I was to trade that in for paper money, I need 10 gallons of gas or 8 gallons of gas. They would look at me like I'm stupid, or I'm crazy, or they would arrest me, because it's illegal not to use anything else but Federal Reserve notes, and that's my point, you know? And I'm sure Joe and Sebastian Florida, who reached gold and silver, we've spoken many times about this, gold and silver is the most important tangible asset you can obtain throughout your life, because if anything was to happen, you have something to barter with. Some people may disagree with me, saying, what are you going to do, bring an ounce of gold to the grocery store to buy a loaf of bread? No. No. But you could break down gold. You could break it down. You know, there's called, you know, gold eagles. You could break it down to, you know, smaller denominations of gold. It's a physical, tangible asset that has weights and measures to it. But before we run out of time, Mike, stay on the line. I want to give this gentleman another 2 or 3 minutes, or maybe four. I think 4 minutes would be fair because we are running out of time here. I did program the show rather quickly, and I am the universe. Like I said, you're welcome to call in if you want. I know you're in the chat room. That's great. I appreciate you conversating in the chat room. That's why the chat room is so important. The chat room, we get a lot of people in there. You know, who come and go, and they check in with us sometimes, and they give me opinions, and it's good. You know, it's good. The chat room is good, especially if you don't want to take the time to call in. But area code 302, I'm going to unmute your number. Go ahead. You're back on. Go ahead. The floor will be yours for the next 4 minutes, and then I'll wrap up the program at the end unless we get some callers. Go ahead.
You said 4 minutes unhindered, unfettered.
Uninterrupted, 4 minutes, uninterrupted, starting now at 6:37. Go ahead.
Is that on BET, FCC, radio, or TV? Unhindered, unfettered?
It's on Joe Gibson time. It's on Joe Gibson time. How's that?
4 minutes, unfettered, never in this lifetime that
you got it.
4 minutes on behalf of Live and let
well,
live
you
one
can
love.
Always go, hey, listen, I always tell people 4 and you could take 5 and I wouldn't complain. But if you took 20, then I'd get a little pissed off. So you know what I mean? So go ahead. The floor is yours.
Well, this is a great time to be alive. Whether it's Black Jesus Minister, Tyrone Thompson, or if it's any other sector of man under the patriarch of the Masonic Order, you are wrong and you are caught in 2017. If I got 4 minutes, I'm going to open up Pandora's box and break the Da Vinci Code of Divinity. You got to lay the whole map of the whole planet Earth on behalf of the red, black, and green, from Maine to Florida, Washington State to California, from the UK or the University of Kentucky. In 2017, May 27th, 28th, to June, the spring equinox and the summer solstice is coming into fruition on behalf of all of us to bring in live and let live in one love. And that is exhibited by what we see going forward outside of this country of the Confederate flag or the red, white, and blue. And if you look outside this country, black, brown, red, yellow, or white, old, young, gay, straight alike. When I say gay, straight, I mean Adam and Steve or Mary and Eve. If you look outside this country, the spring equinox And the summer solstice is in harmony with what we got to do to bring in living that live in one love. And that is exhibited by all the people on the planet outside of the United States of America. And that was my first minute. If you can think outside of the context of the itinerary of the Confederate in red, white, and blue, symbol of oppression, of genocide, atrocities, and war crimes, then you can think, what is the best thing for us to do on behalf of the Creator as we have the map of the world and we are first time for the interconnected society where the internet, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Joe Gibson's program, or any other program, we are connecting the dots and dotting the I's and crossing the T's to bring in Living That Live, because we know on C-SPAN, CNN, MSNBC, Fox, 10, 6, and 3, we cannot get through the FCC the tremendous interaction that we are having today because of my voice. And we can prove this in 2017, in May 28th, because you won't hear my voice on radio or TV, but you hear my voice on Joe Gibson, my brother's program of the Confederate, because black people fought for the Confederacy, and black people today in 2017 fight for the red, white, and blue. And when it comes to what symbol, what flag has caused the death and destruction in 2017, it is not the Confederate flag. And black people fought for and still will fight for the Confederacy as relates to the colleges of the HBCUs in the Black Belt South, south of Delaware, and all the way to Florida. Most black children who go to college, they will fight for the Confederate flag. And most black children who in the United States of America, they will fight for the red, white, and blue. But they won't fight for the red, black, and green in 2017. That's where it's checkmate, slam dunk, and touchdown. And I'm not talking about no Stephon James or no LeBron Curry. And I scrambled that shit up because I said Stephon James and LeBron Curry, okay? So y'all with the NBA, trying to see who's going to win the NBA championship. But I don't give a damn about Stephon James or LeBron Curry. I don't give a damn about who wins the Super Bowl. I don't give a damn about who wins the home run derby of the baseball championship.
That's right. Hey, 1 minute. 1 minute. Oh. Wrap it up, please, because I got some other callers okay. here. 1 minute, okay?
Okay, here's where I give a damn about Joe Gibson, because here's where I got Chas Jesus Sinister and Tyrone Thompson, because they know that Sarge, Allfax, Ocean, every woman on Tyrone Thompson's platform, they support the red, white, and blue. And the most oppressive symbol that is oppressing all the people on the planet today is not Al-Qaeda. It's not ISIS. It's not Saddam Hussein. It's not Osama bin Laden. It's not Jorge Oka or Pablo Escobar. It's not none of the drug cartel. It is the IMF, the World Bank, and a social system that supports white power against all the women, children, and old folks on the planet. Because there's not a woman, children, or old folks, black law or white law. So this is not a black thing or a white thing, and I'm going to help y'all understand this shit in 2017. See? Because y'all caught under kill or be killed, living that living one love.
All right, man, all right, listen. All right, I got you. All right, thank you. Listen, you know you're always welcome on the program. I try to give as much time, but I got a couple other people here that want to cue in here. So
okay. Much
I got to give them a chance.
Right.
All right.
Yes, sir.
No, don't go away permanently because, you know, we still got 15 minutes left. If I don't get, you know, other people here that want to cue in, then, which
yes,
I do
sir.
Have a few
yes,
right
sir.
Now,
I
so
submit.
We'll see.
I got duct tape on myself.
Don't submit. Keep fighting.
on the line here. Let's see. Go ahead. Just on the safe side for background noise in case you want to do whatever you got to do. All right, here. Let's see who this is. This is a caller here. Let me unmute you. You're live here. You're unmuted. Okay. I don't know what that was. All right. I kind of figured that it might have been a crank caller. So, all right, hey, listen, you guys keep doing that, acting stupid, you know, doing whatever you're doing. I'm not going to let you back on. You just had your one shot. You had your one shot there, okay? All right, yeah, that's right. Hang up, go away. All right, I kind of figured that might have been a crank caller, you know. And he's still on the line trying to get back in, and I can't allow that. And I think you're right, Bitbanker. That could be good old tone, you know. Why are you going to waste people's time? I just cut a gentleman off who's been a supporter of this program. And, you know, maybe I need to start screening calls. I advertise not to screen calls, because I like to be live, because some people get nervous. And some people say, I'm glad that you don't screen call, because, you know, they get nervous. They just want to come on, you know? But, you know, this is what you get sometimes. It wastes time. So what I want to do is I want to start getting ready to wrap it up. I want Mike to have some closing thoughts here. Mike, he's still on the line, and then I've got another caller here, but I want Mike to go first. Oh, wait a second. I'll go ahead and get to this caller. No, he just hung up. Okay. It's probably another one there that's a crank caller. All right. Well, hang on. Let's see. Area code 719. Do you want to come on? 719, do you want to come on? Okay, that's it. That's it. All right. That's enough of that nonsense. Okay. All right. Oh, Lord. All right, Mike. Go ahead, Mike. You get the floor for a couple minutes, and then I'm going to wrap up the program. It's about that 12-minute mark. I'm not going to allow anybody. I can't take any more chances here. Go ahead, Mike.
Well, okay. Well, anyway, I'd like to thank all the veterans that have made it back, you know, from their tours and everything. I have not been in the military, and I really do think that the ones that have and have fought for this country, you know, they deserve a parade. You know, they deserve recognition. And I just think that, you know, we don't give them enough, in my opinion. Especially when you talk about the VA hospitals and, you know, the care that they're getting there, you know. My stepfather died waiting for, you know, a bypass, you know, and he waited, I think it was a year and a half, and he finally died. And it's, you know, that's just ridiculous. So, you know, we just, even if you tell a veteran thank you, you know, I think that's going enough to acknowledge what they have done. Other than that, I'm don't have much more, Joe, and I'd say good evening and have a nice holiday.
You're right. And, Mike, I hope you're working on trying to get Jeannie, your sister, back onto the program here so we can do an astrology show. Last time I think things got a little out of hand because, we opened the floor, you know, and it wasn't a good – it turned into a religious program. And we could do an astrology reading show where we could do, all astrology, you know. Let the people who want to believe in the stars call in, and let's listen to what they have to say. You know, I mean, Jeannie's an expert on astrology, and it would be her show, uninterrupted. She would get control. I would tell her who's calling in and what they want to talk about or the question. So it wouldn't be an open platform where we would just get all the nuts like we got a couple in tonight. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, I'll work on it a little bit.
All right, that'd be nice. And tell her dad would be listening, and her brother would be listening, and you know, hey, you know, Jeannie and Wayne, you know, we're going to talk about that. I don't want to slander anybody right now, but, you know, it's time to start getting together here, folks. You know, I mean, we got a voice here on this program, and we still can't get all our family together. You know, what a shame. What a shame. Just goes to show you what the world's really turning into. We are a perfect example. But anyway, I've got 9 minutes left. Before I go, I want to thank Joe from Sebastian, Florida, for staying on throughout the duration of the program here tonight. I appreciate that. He didn't want to contribute, doesn't want to talk tonight. That's fine. But he listened, so that's great. And I'm going to give a call. I'm getting messages on my phone. I'll give him a call probably tomorrow and see what's going on. Oh, actually, he just pressed one, so he might want to say hi here. So he might want to say hi to everybody. So we only got 9 minutes left, Joe. I know you usually don't take that long, but I'll connect you. So go ahead and say hi to everybody. I like to give everyone a chance. That's the name of the game on this program, folks. That's why my last caller, not Mike, but area code 302, I think that's why he comes aboard, because I give everyone a chance. Hey. You know, especially when you got some knowledge to give, you know, that's what's important. Knowledge is power. But go ahead, Joe in Spanish, Florida. Hello.
Hello, everybody. Well, I don't get on here very often. I try not to speak. This being Veterans Day, we have a relation. He got killed in the beginning of World War II. Now, most of you don't know his name, but I'll say Paulie Heinel. I don't know. If anybody knows him, give a yell, okay? Because I know that I was a young boy. You know him, Joe?
I don't know him, Joe in Sebastian, Florida. I don't know him, to be honest with you, but I'm going to look it up. Paulie Heinel. Am I right?
Paul Heinel. H-I-J-H-A-L. Yeah, Paul Heinel.
Paul Heinel. Okay.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
Right.
Actually,
Bitbanker, hang on, Joe. Someone's typing in the chat room saying they know Mr. Heinel. So, but go ahead,
okay.
Carry on. Go ahead.
Okay. Basically, I don't know an awful lot of where he was or what he was doing, but, you know, his family still remembers him. I know that. And they lived down there off of Washington Street. Okay? It's quite a time. This here is off the record right now. But I'm going to have something, and I'm investigating some of it right now. And after I write my report and I send it to the people that are going to do it, you know, into Washington, I'll let the net know about it. And I think it's going to be a very interesting thing. Joe, I told Michael that I would like to get that for a girl's phone number up in Maryland, but I haven't received any reply. So I have to go around the bushes to get these things and how I go about things. And basically, it's like 3 weeks ago, we had 18 servicemen kill themselves. And basically, we can find out why. You're going to find out why, and you're going to say, I'll be damned. But, you know, this is the way things are. We hear a lot about it on the radio. We hear about it on the news, and they have to say that, oh, servicemen, PTSD, and, you know, all that nonsense. There's more to it than that, much more to it than that. My investigation, if it continues on, it's going to be very, very interesting, to say the least. Okay, Joe, that's all I have right now.
All right, thanks.
Okay, what I do is I shut the unit down when some of these people get on there. You know, it takes them a week to say Christmas, and there's no sense me up to my ear,
I understand.
One way or another.
I understand.
Back to you.
I understand.
Back to you.
All right, thanks. Thanks. Joe and Sebastian, Florida. Hey, well, hopefully your investigation there of this, I mean, because you're right. A lot of veterans, they claim post-traumatic stress disorder, and it's really something else that we don't know about. So these old-timer veterans out there, like Joe and Sebastian, Florida, may be able to figure out something else that we don't know about, okay? And I've got a few minutes left, and I think this is going to be my Tone, what, is this you? Were you crank calling me earlier? All right, 206, you got 3 minutes. Go ahead. How you doing?
Hey, good. How about you, brother? I didn't crank call you earlier, though.
Okay, all right. It's just a little odd. I got two strange calls earlier, and it sounded like you in the background. You know what I mean? But, okay, I believe you.
Yeah,
I believe you.
I would tell you if I did.
All right, so what's on your mind
phone
this Memorial Day weekend? I never asked you. Whatever happened? I thought you got married. Whatever happened with your marriage?
I did. I'm enjoying my marriage, man. It's going great. Thank you for asking, bro.
Oh, yeah. See how we think about you? You see that?
It's a beautiful Memorial Day weekend, and I just want to say just thank you for our country just giving the sacrifices that they do. And that's, to me, that just, I'm proud to be an American.
Well, that's great. Tone, thank you. You know the show runs short tonight, but why don't you check in with us on Thursday? I know we left on a bad note last show, and we'll continue
on
with that conversation. No, I think tonight we're going to end on a good note.
Hey, tonight,
Tone,
have a great night. Enjoy your family, and I hope everybody enjoys their family out there. It's the most important thing right now.
Amen. You see, we're ending on a good note tonight. You see that? Hey, Tone, check in with me. I appreciate it. This is Tone. I don't know where he's calling from. Where are you calling from, Tone? You're not in the Appalachian Mountains, are you?
That's so funny you say that, too. No, I'm out of our country right now. I'm traveling for business, but that's probably why I have such a poor connection. But missing the States, to be honest.
All right, well, good. Hey, travel safe, Tone. God bless you. I wish the best. I don't wish no harm on you. I know we disagree on several topics a lot, but I just want to say we're going to end on a good note because.
Hey,
I love you as a brother.
And we love to fight. Americans love to fight, whether we're
it's
on
in our blood.
A Democrat
it's in our
or liberal,
blood.
Whatever. It's in our blood, and
it's
going to continue
blood.
To be that way. So when I call up and I want to fight, I know you like a fight too, so let's enjoy ourselves, and we have another great weekend to celebrate with our families. Some of us don't, but have a great day, okay, brother?
All right, thanks, Tone. I appreciate it. I'm going to wrap up the show on that note, actually. So thanks, everyone. God bless. Take care. There's going to be no music at the end of the program. We're just going to wrap it up. Thanks to all the callers tonight. Remember, tune in on Thursday, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, to understanding the times in which you live in. And I trust you. Trust me, everyone gets a voice, even in the chat room. So I am the universe. Thank you for being in the chat room. Usually we get a lot more people in the chat room. Tonight we only got about a dozen or so, but that's okay. And we got a few crank callers. I don't know if it was Tone or not. He says it wasn't him. But thanks for Joe and Sebastian Florida also for tuning in. That was great. So everyone, good night. We're only down to a minute anyway. There's not much else to say. Have a safe and happy Memorial Day weekend. God bless. Take care. End of episode.